Welcome to StoryLark Educational Stories, where every story is an adventure in learning. Tonight's story is called Pippa the Plumber Learns How Water Works. Are you ready?
Pippa the Plumber Learns How Water Works. Pippa the Plumber was the best fixer of pipes in all of Waterfall Town. She wore bright blue overalls and carried a shiny red toolbox everywhere she went. One morning, Pippa turned on her kitchen faucet to brush her teeth, but only three tiny drops came out. "That's strange," she said, scratching her curly brown hair. "Where did all the water go?" She looked out her window and saw her neighbors shaking their empty watering cans and frowning at their dry gardens. The whole town's water had mysteriously disappeared. Pippa had fixed thousands of pipes, but she'd never wondered where water actually came from before it reached the pipes. "Well, there's only one way to find out," she declared, grabbing her toolbox. "I'm going to follow these pipes backward and solve this puzzle." Following the main water pipe, Pippa arrived at the Waterfall Town water treatment plant, where she met Mr. Splash, the water treatment manager. He wore a white lab coat and looked very worried. "The water stopped coming from the reservoir this morning," he exclaimed, pointing to enormous empty tanks. "Usually, river water comes here first to get cleaned and purified before it goes to everyone's homes." He showed Pippa how dirty river water gets filtered through sand and gravel, then treated with safe chemicals to kill germs. "It's like giving the water a really good bath before it visits your house," Mr. Splash chuckled. But today, no water was flowing in to be cleaned. "The reservoir must be empty," he said, pointing up the hillside. "That's where our treated water gets stored, like a giant bathtub for the whole town." At the reservoir, Pippa found a huge concrete bowl that should have been full of sparkling water, but instead it was completely dry and cracked. "This is where we collect water from the mountain river," explained Rosa, the reservoir keeper, who wore a park ranger hat. "The river usually flows down from the mountains and fills up our reservoir, but look," she pointed to the empty riverbed, "just dry rocks where rushing water should have been." Rosa explained how the reservoir collects and stores water from the river, like a huge savings account for the town's water needs. "When it rains in the mountains, the river fills up and flows down here. Then we can store it safely until people need it," Rosa said. "But something must be wrong upstream. Let's follow the dry riverbed up into the mountains and see what's happening." High up in the mountains, Pippa discovered where the river usually began, a beautiful natural spring that bubbled up from underground. But today, even this magical water source was dry. "The spring water comes from rain that soaked deep into the earth," explained Oliver, the mountain guide, who had a bushy beard and hiking boots. "When rain falls on the mountains, some of it flows into streams right away, but some soaks down through soil and rocks. That underground water feeds our spring." Oliver showed Pippa how rainwater travels through the ground, filtering naturally through layers of soil and rock. "But we haven't had rain in weeks," he sighed. "Look up there," he pointed to a lonely cloud floating above the highest peak. "That's Nimbus. He used to bring us rain, but lately he just floats around looking confused. Maybe you can help him remember how to make rain again." Pippa climbed up to meet Nimbus, who was a fluffy white cloud with droopy eyes. "I'm so confused," Nimbus sighed, with a voice like distant thunder. "I used to know how to make rain, but I've forgotten." Pippa smiled and taught Nimbus a special song about the water cycle. "Water from rivers and lakes goes up, up, up. The sun makes it evaporate into the sky. It condenses into clouds like you so high. Then it precipitates back down as rain. The water collects and flows again." As Nimbus sang along, he began to remember. His fluffy white body turned gray and full. "I remember now," he laughed, and gentle raindrops began to fall. The rain soaked into the ground, filled the spring, rushed down the river, filled the reservoir, and flowed through the treatment plant to everyone's homes. That night, as Pippa listened to rain pattering on her roof, she fell asleep knowing exactly where water comes from and how it travels all the way to her kitchen sink.
And that's our story for tonight. What did you learn? Talk about it tomorrow. Visit StoryLark.app or download StoryLark on the Apple App Store or Google Play to create your own stories.